If we read through the program book of the 48th season of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, that would be 1928 through 1929, we find that music director Serge Koussevitzky featured a number of works by American composers, but also symphonies by Anton Bruckner and Tchaikovsky, and there are many ads among the pages of the program book, from high fashions to breakfast figs offered by S.S. Pierce. That's breakfast figs. There's also a full-page ad with a black-and-white graphic of a performance hall and stage, and the announcement, electric candles make their debut. An electric candle embodying the principle of the arc light, but without the need of hand adjustment while in operation, was invented by Paul Jaklikoff. And that was in 1878, says the ad. This candle, enthusiastically received by the theater world, soon became obsolete with the introduction of Edison's incandescent lamp. In 1879, the Bellecour Theatre in Lyon, France, installed 52 of these electric candles. And that ad was number 12 of a series depicting the development of theater lighting by the Edison Electric Illuminating Company of Boston. And it was an ad from the program book of the 48th season of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Well, 100 years later, we'll be able to open the program book for the 2025-2026 season of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, and we'll find a celebration of candlelight and music in performance, thanks to the descendants of the electric candles the Edison Electric Illuminating Company of Boston developed. We're about to learn about the light-filled season of the Philharmonic, from candlelight to fireworks. You'll recognize this as the 1812 overture leading to the finale that coincides with the setting off of fireworks. And not only that, but they will finish this season with a tribute to Tina Turner, Only the Best, that song, The Best, opening as it does with figurative flames, My Heart's on Fire. All that from the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic. And the excitement builds as we introduce Chasen Goldschmitz, the executive director of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, who paid a visit to the WVIA Benko studio to close out the current season and to announce what we will experience in 2025 and 2026.
We just last week had a fantastic sold-out chamber concert at Black Scranton Project in North Scranton. We were really, really excited to partner with Black Scranton Project, which is such a fantastic arts organization and cultural neighborhood organization in Scranton. And it was a program stretching everywhere from Haydn to Duke Ellington to Jesse Montgomery and anywhere in between. And it was just an absolutely stellar string quartet performance from Philharmonic musicians. And again, sold out, standing room only. So that was really, really wonderful. And then we will be finishing up our 2024-25 season. We're very excited. On Saturday, June 7th at 7:30 p.m. at Mohegan, Pennsylvania Casino, Simply the Best, the music of Tina Turner, with your Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic and vocal soloists as well. We have a rocking good time that we're looking forward to, and we definitely hope you join us there as well.
You have a remarkable new season, And you are exploring a wide range of venues.
Yes, so we are very, very excited to announce our 2025-26 season. You can check out details for these concerts at nepaphil.org and even pre-order your subscriptions now. And we are really working to expand to all sorts of venues, familiar venues, new venues. And so we will be at the F.M. Kirby Center. We'll be at the Scranton Cultural Center. We're also going to be at everywhere from Montage Mountain. We've got a chamber concert there. We'll be at various churches in both Wilkes-Barre and Scranton, including St. Stephen's in Wilkes-Barre, St. Luke's in Scranton. We're going to be this summer up at Harmony in the Woods up in Hawley. We'll have other concerts at Lace Village in Scranton, the Rotunda of the Luzerne County Courthouse in Wilkes-Barre. And we're very excited not only to return to the Wyoming Seminary's Kirby Center for the Creative Arts in Kingston, but also to WVIA's brand newly renovated Sordoni Theater in Pittston. So that we are very excited for. We have so many fantastic venues for next season.
And the notion of being in places where we might not expect you. Yes, the concert halls we have come to know. What do you hope to do when you go to the courthouse, for example, or the Lace Village? What can you do by performing music in places like that?
Well, our goal is to really get out into your neighborhood. We don't see music as needing to be designated for one particular place. Music is all around us and should be all around us. The Luzerne County Courthouse, for instance, this was a partnership that we have with the county itself. It just so happened that we were looking for new and interesting venues, and the county, and the credit to Luzerne County Manager Romilda Crocomo, they were looking for opportunities to bring music into the historic and absolutely beautiful rotunda at the Luzerne County Courthouse. So we are very excited to have two of our chamber concerts there. We'll have one taking place in November with a brass quintet, and another one taking place with a flute and marimba duo in the end of March.
And we always count on the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic to help us celebrate key seasonal events, holidays in December, for example, and July 4th.
Well, we are very, very excited. For the last few years, we were very fortunate to have the brass and percussion ensemble of the Philharmonic celebrate July 3rd in Scranton and July 4th in Wilkes-Barre. And we will still be returning with the brass and percussion to Wilkes-Barre on July 4th. But we are very excited, with the very generous support and encouragement of the County of Lackawanna, to bring the full orchestra to Scrantastic Spectacular on July 3rd at Courthouse Square in Scranton. So that we are extraordinarily excited for, and you'll have the Philharmonic there right in downtown for a free concert capped off by the fireworks at the end of the night. So that's something we are definitely looking forward to. Credit definitely goes to the support of Lackawanna County and the commissioners and the Department of Arts and Culture. So we're very, very grateful to their support.
Take us through then into the summer offerings.
So we are really looking to see, well, how can we become not just a fall to spring seasonal orchestra, but really a 12-month orchestra. And we do indeed have something throughout the entirety of the next 12 months. So after our July 3rd in downtown Scranton, it's Scrantastic Spectacular with the orchestra, and July 4th, also free at Kirby Park in Wilkes-Barre with the Brass and Percussion Ensemble for Independence Day, On July 5th, the very next day, we will be up in Holly at Harmony in the Woods with Americana Brass. So this is going to be a brass quintet with an all-American program. We've got jazz, we've got ragtime, we've got blues, we've got all of your favorite American composers, some excerpts from film scores. It's going to be a really lovely time there at Harmony in the Woods. And we will be returning also to Harmony in the Woods in August with a string quartet of the Philharmonic and vocalist Regina Sales on August 17th in what will also be, and we're very proud to be doing this, a benefit for your very own WVIA.
It's been 10 years since I've heard this voice. Pressure on myself couldn't cut through all the noise.
So we are always incredibly happy to support, as well we all should, our local WVIA station. And that's going to take us then into September, where we will be doing the Philharmonic's very first sensory-friendly concert. This will be a free concert on September 13th at the Pittston Library. And this will be with a wind quartet. So this will be flute, oboe, clarinet, and bassoon. And we are very pleased to partner with the Pittston Library on this. And we were very excited to receive a very generous grant from Autism Awareness, NEPA, which has allowed us to put on this sensory-friendly concert because there's such incredible mental health and social-emotional benefits to attending live concerts. And that's the case for all of us. But that's especially the case for those who might be on the autism spectrum or who might have ADHD or who might have other special sensory needs. But for many of those individuals, there's also the challenge of the social norms around attending concerts, such as, you know, you need to sit still for a certain amount of time, or, you know, you clap here, you don't clap here, and you need to sit in the chair. And so the idea of sensory-friendly concerts, which do take place all over the country, certainly, we're certainly not the first to do this. Lots of really fantastic arts organizations have been doing this for some time. But the idea behind these is that you have a more relaxed setting. So it'll be a little bit of a shorter concert. It will be an opportunity where those who attend, they can sit on chairs, sit on the floor, they can stand up, they can walk around. There'll be arts activities with a visual art therapist. There'll be snacks. There'll be other types of activities. We'll have a music therapist there as well. So it's going to be a really special kind of event. And it's for anyone who might be on the autism spectrum, might have children on the spectrum, as well as their siblings and family members. And it'll be free to the public. And that will take us into our first big orchestral concert of the fall. And that will be Defying Gravity, Bewitching Broadway. And this will be on September 27th at the F.M. Kirby Center in Wilkes-Barre. So this will be Broadway favorites from, yes, from Wicked, as well as Phantom of the Opera and Sweeney Todd and so many other really classic and fun Broadway shows. So definitely be sure to join us there. Join us in costume if you'd like from your favorite Broadway show. But that will be a really great opportunity to start the season off with some nice magic and excitement. And then we move on to our first chamber concert of the fall, after the sensory-friendly concert, that is. And that's going to be Sunday, October 5th. And this will be a matinee performance at Montage Mountain Resorts. This will be Autumn Tango at Montage. So this will be Piazzolla, Paganini. It's going to be a violin, viola, cello, and guitar. Right as you're looking over the mountain on the fall foliage, which should be hopefully nice fall foliage by that point in early October. So that'll be just a really nice, relaxing, and different kind of atmosphere for a chamber concert. And then for most of the rest of the fall and into December, we're going to be having a candlelight festival. So with this, we have a number of concerts, more classical concerts, more pops concerts, as well as chamber concerts, all of which will be entirely decorated with battery electric candles all throughout the hall for a really unique and special vibe. So we're going to start on October 23rd and 24th with Mozart's Requiem. So this will be Mozart's Requiem by candlelight. We're going to do that twice. We're going to do it at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Wilkes-Barre, where there will also be an opportunity for some members of the audience to sit on the sides or even behind the orchestra, so a little bit of a 360-degree experience. And we'll do it again the next day, Friday, October 24th, at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Scranton. Again, both of these will be Mozart Requiem by candlelight. These will be a little bit of a shorter program, a no intermission program, so it's also a really great opportunity. If you are a little bit new to more classical concerts, this will be a really fantastic program for you. It will be primarily just the Mozart Requiem, but we are going to start the program just before the Requiem with a beautiful, absolutely heartbreaking work, a chorale for strings by Ukrainian composer Hanna Havrilets, who unfortunately passed away early on in the current Russian invasion of Ukraine. So this is just an absolutely heartbreaking work that was written, I believe, around 2005 or 2006, and we will take that right on into the Mozart Requiem. And so we're very, very proud to be showcasing that, and we think it will be a really wonderful pairing there. And as we move on past the Mozart Requiem to other concerts of the Candlelight Festival, in early November, we're going to have a string quartet on a pops chamber music program. So we're kind of fusing those series together a little bit. And this is going to be a string quartet, but it's going to be all pops music and all by candlelight. So all of your favorite contemporary pop songs at Lace Village up in Scranton. So it'll be a very nice, sort of very relaxing type experience. And both the Lace Village and Montage Mountain concerts will have opportunities for some drinks, some hors d'oeuvres, and, you know, a little bit of a savor the sounds type of opportunity. And then we will move on to November 21st, Friday, November 21st, which is our first of two courthouse concerts at Luzerne County Courthouse in the Rotunda. This will be a brass quintet, also by candlelight. So this is going to be a very exciting program just before we get into the holiday season. It won't be a fully holiday program, but we might sneak in a few holiday tunes in there. And then that brings us to, a couple weeks later, December 6th at the Scranton Cultural Center. This is our candlelight holiday. So this is the full orchestra in a program of holiday favorites, including Santa and Mrs. Claus coming in, and we'll have singers, we'll have dancers, and it will all be decorated, the whole Scranton Cultural Center, with, again, those electric candles. We are very excited for that. So that will be our candlelight festival, and we are doing something a little bit different as far as our holiday shows go this year. As many of you likely know, we always do a holiday show in both cities. We do one at the Scranton Cultural Center and one at the F.M. Kirby Center in Wilkes-Barre. And we will. But the little twist this year is that we are doing two different programs on two different weekends at the two venues. So the Scranton Cultural Center will be our, what you might think of as our standard holiday fair, but with the candlelight vibe. And that will be Saturday, December 6th. 2 weeks later, Saturday, December 20th, we are going to do something completely different, and we're going to be doing holiday films. And specifically, it will be two absolutely beautiful short films, very well-loved, beloved short films, The Snowman and The Snowman and the Snow Dog. So these are beautiful animated films with no dialogue, just with music, and this will be with your Philharmonic, Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic Orchestra, providing the live music to these two short films. And then in between, we'll do a number of sing-alongs, and we'll bring back Santa and Mrs. Claus from the North Pole. So we're very excited for that. And all of that just gets us to December. So moving on into January, we have another chamber concert. This one is Cello Starry Night. This is going to be a cello recital that is going to be at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Scranton. It's going to be really very exciting. And then we do something a little bit different than what we've done before. I feel like I've been saying that a lot. And that is, at the end of January, January 31st, we're going to be hosting a Battle of the Bands at Mohegan, Pennsylvania Casino. And this will be an opportunity for performing bands of any genre from around and beyond the region to submit their materials to the Philharmonic, and the finalists will be chosen to perform on that Saturday, January 31st, 2026. And you might be asking, well, what does this have to do with the Philharmonic? And we're going to have, as one of the judges, we'll have our very own music director, Melise Brunet. We'll have some of our musicians and other local arts leaders as judges. And the grand prize winner, in addition to being a cash prize, will have the opportunity to perform with the Philharmonic, with your Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, on a Pops program during the 26-27 season. So we will be releasing more information about how to apply, what the guidelines are, the timeline is. Stay tuned for that on our website. That'll be coming out once we get into the summer a little bit, but we are very, very excited for that event. And then we return in February to WVIA's Sordoni Theater, newly renovated. I had a hard hat tour a few weeks ago. It's looking spectacular, the renovations on WVIA's facilities. And this will be a program of dreams and klezmer. So this will be Oswaldo Golikov's Dreams and Prayers of Isaac the Blind, a beautiful piece for clarinet and string quartet about the eponymous 12th century rabbi and Jewish mystic.
Thank you.
we're very, very excited to bring this very special work there, and we'll have some other klezmer music on the program and other similar inspired works. And then we move in March to a Celtic and bluegrass classical program at Wyoming Seminary at the Kirby Center for Creative Arts in Kingston. So this is Celtic and Bluegrass Sky, and this will be a classical program of American and Irish composers who are influenced by bluegrass and Celtic music. We will have Michael Twerke's Bluegrass Violin Concerto Sky. And we will have some bluegrass and some Celtic tunes arranged for violin soloists and orchestra. So we're very excited to do that and bring that program over to Wyoming Seminary. That's followed then 2 weeks later on Thursday, March 26th, by Debussy and Frenemies. So this will be Debussy, Messiaen, Satie, a really great French program with Duo Zuber. So this is Pat Zuber, who's a flute player in the Philharmonic, with her husband, who's a marimba player. So it'll be a flute and marimba duet. And that will be our second of the two Luzerne County Courthouse performances at the Rotunda.
Thank you.
And well, I've saved some of the most exciting things for last. So April 11th, 2026, mark your calendars and join us at the FM Kirby Center for Jurassic Park live in concert with your Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic. We are absolutely thrilled to bring this. It is, if you've never seen a film live in concert with an orchestra, this is definitely something you are not going to want to miss. And Jurassic Park and how exciting that film is, it just, with the music being performed by a live orchestra, your heart's pounding, like everything is right there and so much more real. So we are very excited to have that. And then we will finish off the season at the Scranton Cultural Center on the 1st of May. And that is a program of Planets, Moons, and Star Wars. So that's going to be Holst's The Planets, the magnificent, absolutely bombastic work for orchestra. And that's going to be paired with some tunes from Star Wars, a suite of melodies from Star Wars, John Williams, as well as Amanda Lee Falkenberg's Moon's Choral Suite. So we will be bringing in the Marywood University Concert Choir for the Falkenberg, as well as the Choral Society of Northeastern Pennsylvania for the Planets. So this is a packed season, but there's definitely something for everyone. If you like the big classical works, the Planets, Mozart's Requiem, there we have that for you. If you want some newer classical music, we've got lots of opportunities for that. If you're more into pops, or you really are excited about the Candlelight Experience, or want something of a little more of an intimate type chamber music opportunity, we have it all. And this program, this season, is absolutely the brainchild and the vision of our music director, Maëlys Brunet. She has put together such an incredible and exciting and dynamic season that we are so proud to be able to present for all of you. And it's so heartening, even in the short time I've been here since the fall, how, and in talking with so many audience members who come to our concerts, how much music and the Philharmonic in particular means to those who come to performances. And that's what we want to be here for, in terms of an opportunity for people to relax, to get away from your week of worries, to enjoy dynamic music with a full symphony orchestra. There's really so little like that, and we're so proud to have such amazing support from across the community, across Northeastern Pennsylvania. And it's because of all of you that allows us to put all of this together and present this for you. So we have a very packed, very exciting season, something for everyone, and we definitely hope that you'll be joining us. And so we're here to help celebrate our shared experiences, to help us come together when things are a little more challenging. And so, we as the Philharmonic want to help be there for the mental health of the community, for the excitement and enjoyment of the community in any way that we can.
I'll ask you to wrap up by reminding us what's there on the website, what we can find.
Absolutely. So if you come to us on our website, nepaphil.org, so nepaphil.org, You can find all of our information for the upcoming season. You can fill out a subscription pre-order, or you can call our box office at 570-270-4444. And as we're wrapping up our current 24-25 season, again, we hope that you'll join us for Simply the Best Tina Turner tribute at Mohegan, Pennsylvania Casino on Saturday, June 7th at 7:30 p.m. And again, you can go get tickets on our website, nepaphil.org, or by calling the box office, 570-270-4444.
Jason Goldschmitz, executive director of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, under the musical direction of Mélisse Brunet, speaking with us about the final concert of the 2024-2025 season that will take place on Saturday, June 7th at Mohegan, Pennsylvania Casino. And it's Only the Best, the music of Tina Turner. But Jason also introduced us to, he announced, the 2025-2026 season of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic. And things get underway on July 3rd and 4th. The Philharmonic Spectacular in Courthouse Square in Scranton, with the complete Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic under the direction of Mélisse Brunet, building to the fireworks extravaganza. And then with the brass and percussion on Independence Day, July 4th, at Kirby Park in Wilkes-Barre, those performances are free. And the season continues through the summer and right round into April 11th, when we will have a chance to view Jurassic Park, the movie, in concert with the Philharmonic performing the soundtrack under Mélisse Brunet, and that will be at the FM Kirby Center in downtown Wilkes-Barre. For all the information you need, you can find them online at nepaphil.org, nepaphil.org.